Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the quick flip technology. Push a button, and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711. With sharp losses developing across cattle trade late yesterday, this is expected to create additional bearishness through the entire complex here early on Wednesday. Although the underlying tone of the market remains weak, the ability for short covering will redevelop at some point during the session today. Now, packers and feedlot managers go into midweek with very little direction, as just a few bids have surfaced so far, and these bids show very little evidence of market interest. The asking price is not readily available at this point either. Now, that's leaving most of the heavy lifting to be done in the second half of the week, and quite likely starting today. Sharp losses seen late yesterday in futures trade likely will create a significant shift in market tone over the entire cattle complex through the rest of the week. Now, the hog futures continue to hold support going into midweek based on fundamental support and the expectations that follow-through packer demand will continue to push cash markets higher through the next couple of weeks. Cash prices are likely to fuel additional buying through the end of the week, but it's uncertain if there will be enough support to keep buyers active given the sharp pressure in the cattle market seen on Tuesday. Now, spring wheat sped higher on Tuesday and briefly topped $6 a bushel for the first time in nearly 2 years after USDA lowered its condition rating for the crop. Those gains helped pull corn, soybean, and the winter wheat higher. Again, the wheat markets were higher, led by the spring wheat. The 7-point drop in spring wheat's rating to 55% good excellent was the catalyst for yesterday's rally. The trade largely expected a 60% or better good to excellent rating. The winter wheat rating slipped 1 point to 49% good to excellent, with the Kansas crop lowered to 43% good to excellent from the previous week's 45%. Corn futures peaked at a 3-month high, settling just under that with supportive help from the spring wheat. The July and December contracts are well above key moving averages. Soybeans closed a little higher yesterday, but down from the day's highs with support from the wheat markets. The small gains still put soybeans at a 1-week high. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was down 190 yesterday, 130.20. The August was down 260 at 123.60. August feeder cattle down, limit down 450, 155.37. September also down 450 at 154.85. July hogs up 95 cents, 81.37. August up 95 cents at 81.17. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was up 3.5, 441.5. September up 4.25 at 460. Chicago wheat, July up 2.75 at 438.5. September was up 2.25 yesterday, 452.5. July corn up 1.25 cents, 378.5. September was up 1.75 at 387.25. July soybeans up 2.75 at 926.25. August up 2.25 at 926.25. July cotton's down 2.76 even. October up 52, 74.94. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.